On August the 16th, a monitoring station in Death Valley measured a temperature of 54.4 degrees Celsius. That's 130 degrees Fahrenheit. It confirmed that would be the highest reliably recorded anywhere on Earth. It may reflect a broader trend of global warming hitting Californians harder than most places. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, temperatures in many parts of the state, including Santa Clara County, which has been scorched by the largest of the fires, rose by 2 degrees Celsius between 1895 and 2018, roughly twice the global average. The state is drier as well as hotter. California has experienced droughts throughout history, but the one between 2011 and 2019 was the longest and driest recorded. According to a study in Nature Geosciences in 2019, that drought killed almost 150 million trees, leading to a state of emergency in 2019, intended to help reduce the huge buildup of flammable dead wood. Too late. Drought returned this year when the state had its driest February on record. Matters improved a bit later. A recent study in Environmental Research Letters by Michael Goss of Stanford University and others found that climate change had doubled the number of days of extreme risk for wildfires in the state during autumn. There is some evidence that climate change is also increasing the danger of lightning strikes, which, rather than burst tires, lit the inferno this season. Northern California's fires began after a massive electrical storm passed over the Bay Area in mid-August, producing, said Cal Fire, 11,000 strikes in 3 days. According to a study published in 2014 in Science by David Romps of the University of California, Berkeley, climate models suggest the number of lightning strikes across the continental United States could rise by about 12% for every degree of global warming, though another study in Nature questions the link with climate change.